We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The next president of the Ukraine is a comedian. Patrick Reivel is joining us live now to fill us in a little bit on how this exactly came to be. Patrick, what's the scene in Ukraine now?
Yeah, hi. I mean, Ukraine is waking up and wondering now what comes next when you elect a comedian as your president. But I mean, on the one hand, we thought this might happen because he won so convincingly in the first round. But basically, Volodymyr Zelensky is a stand-up comedian and actor who has a show in which he plays the president on TV. He plays a man who accidentally becomes president. And now, obviously, that has come to pass in real life. I mean, basically, it's you know, not unlike what we've seen in countries around the world, including in the U.S. with President Trump, where you have someone coming very much as an outsider into politics and basically tapping into this very, very intense dissatisfaction with the political establishment that you have here in Ukraine, where people really have been disgusted with their politics, I would say, for decades, really. And so Zelensky tapped into that. And now won with this landslide victory. He got 73% of the vote.
Wow. How actively did he campaign?
Well, on the one hand, very actively, but in a very unorthodox way. I mean, he's a comedian, and instead of political rallies, he basically held stand-up gigs and then released kind of selfie videos on social media. But he avoided, at the same time, most of the sort of traditional things that political candidates do, in particular political interviews. I mean, it's virtually impossible to get an interview with him. We haven't, and then none of our colleagues either really have managed to talk to him. I mean, one of the last interviews he gave was actually one when he basically challenged journalists to a table tennis competition, and whoever won got the interview. And he did that again last night at his victory party. There were journalists playing table tennis trying to win this interview.
Well, that's one way to do it. How popular was this guy before the campaign and the election?
I mean, as a comedian and as an actor, he was very popular. He's very successful. He's also, interestingly, very successful in Russia because a lot of his performances would also be in Russian. He speaks both languages. And so he was very well known and very well liked as a comedian. But I think, you know, until probably a few months ago when he declared his candidacy, I think very few people had ever thought of the possibility that he might run for president. And the only time they'd seen him in that kind of context was in this show where he played the president, which, looking back also, you know, some people believe that even when he started doing this show, it was sort of a canny way to start putting that idea out there. I mean, you know, we don't know for sure, but that it's certainly an interesting idea.
Yeah, it seemed like the less he said, the more support he got.
Well, exactly. I would say that there isn't sort of huge enthusiasm for him specifically. It's more definitely a protest vote and basically a vote just in the hope of the change that he represents. Because, you know, a recent poll showed that only 9% of Ukrainians approve of their government. That's the lowest in the world. And really, so, you know, they basically would have, what people say, what most experts we speak to here say, is they would have elected anyone promising something new.
Well, it's going to be interesting to follow along and see how this all shakes out. Patrick, thanks so much. That's Patrick Reivel joining us from Ukraine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.